Turn with me back to the hymn we just sang. Hymn number 215, 215. You see the last line of the third stanza? It says, teach me the patience of unanswered prayer. When this hymn was written, originally, it said, teach me the patience of unceasing prayer. I like that better because there's a reason for that. And just like the Lord granted the people in days gone by with their unceasing prayers toward an individual, He blessed them. His name is Jesus. His title is Christ. That name is so wonderful to me. For what He has done for me and you, we can never repay, except just to obey His gospel and defend His cause. Everything He has done and said in His life was for my sake and yours, that we may choose Him over everything else. His great and lasting promises stand sure to this day. And above all, the clamor of life come shining through His wonderful power, His matchless power. All opportunity is afforded us to have the peaceable things of this earth. And because of our agency, we don't always make the right choice. And sometimes those wrong choices bring sorrowful consequences. But there is a way to come back into His good graces, as we see here before us today. And that is through repentance, and true repentance. As we live our lives the best we can, the opposing forces sometimes wins, thus causing a division between us and our God. It is through that repentance and our commitment to come up higher that causes our Creator to cleanse us as only He can do. Brothers and sisters, if we allow the wanderings of our minds and our wills, soon enough it will become commonplace. And we will be unaware of our searing conscience. Then it becomes sin. And if not kept in check through repentance, it soon will become iniquity, in a tailspin to a lower glory. This is what is meant by Nephi when he said, we will be thrust down to hell. Nobody's perfect, we hear people say from time to time. But this attitude is not only wrong, but it is how we are lulled away into carnal security, as the Book of Mormon says. The prince of this world will soon have his way with us if we listen to that type of precept. A great and wonderful day awaits us when we strive for the celestial glory, a glory where God and Christ occupy. The Holy Spirit calls after us, brothers and sisters, to hold on to the rod of iron, the Word of God. And when we do this, surely we will prosper in the land, as he has said so many times before. He says that we are to try the spirits. Too many sermons have been given about the prodigal son, in my opinion, and not enough about the sure foundation of the rock of Jesus Christ and his way of life. Yes, the Lord will remember mercy on the day of judgment. But this is the day of judgment, brothers and sisters. What we do now in this life, and Alma said, ye are your own judges. May we always be aware that everything we think, do, and say affects our judgment day. All that the Lord has promised in his scriptures will be fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, what we do here and now truly have eternal consequences. And may we always be aware of our spiritual condition and keep it in check. Where we end up in eternity depends upon it. He has given us the tools and the knowledge to come back into his presence. Let us always be praying for wisdom to guide us safely back home, to dwell with those who are of the kingdom of our God, and never settle for anything less. As you reach forth this morning for these emblems of his broken body and spilt blood, may we realize exactly what it was that our Lord did for us. From section 6 of the Doctrine and Covenants, we find these words. Verily, verily, I say unto you, as I said unto my disciples, where two or three are gathered together in my name, as touching one thing, behold, there will I be in the midst of them. Even so am I in the midst of you. Fear not to do good, my sons, for whatsoever ye sow, that shall ye also reap. Therefore, if ye sow good, ye shall also reap good for your reward. Therefore, fear not, little flock, do good. Let earth and hell combine against you. For if ye are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail. Behold, I do not condemn you. Go your ways and sin no more. Perform with soberness the work which I have commanded you. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. Behold the wounds which have pierced my side, and also the prints of the nails in my hands and feet. Be faithful, keep my commandments, and ye shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And think about that last line of the third stanza deeply for our sister Beth.